WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congressional leaders meeting with President Biden at the White House, trying to avoid a government shutdown this Friday and push the House to take up the Senate-passed foreign aid bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
We haven't seen anything come out on paper that indicates that those ongoing negotiations between House Republicans who control that chamber and Senate Democrats have produced anything. Again, all of those big four congressional leaders going to the White House to meet with President Biden and the Vice President to see if on this issue, they can try to break the logjam, not to mention funding for Ukraine and Israel as well.
Voters in Michigan at the polls today in the state's presidential primaries. Some voters say they may vote uncommitted in a message to President Biden that they want a ceasefire in Gaza. Americans are not as confident about the economy this month compared to January. The Consumer Confidence Index dipping due to concerns over inflation. The decline follows three straight months of improvement. This is ABC News. A cyber attack on a division of United Healthcare causing big delays and frustration for many Americans trying to get their prescription drugs. ABC's Lionel Moise explains.
The attack crippled Change Healthcare's digital network, which is a part of United Healthcare. The company says it took immediate action to prevent further impact. Pharmacies use Change's network to verify insurance coverage.
And if you have a very expensive medication, you might be stuck in a position where you have to pay cash.
Initial reports said a foreign actor could be to blame for the cyber attack, but Reuters now reports the infamous ransomware gang Black Cat may be responsible.
Large pharmacy chains like Walgreens and CVS are reporting a limited impact from this attack. Smaller pharmacies have been most affected. Solar eclipse tourism ramping up. The eclipse on April 8th will be seen by more than a dozen states. Delta Airlines just added a second eclipse flight from Dallas to Detroit after the first eclipse flight sold out in one day. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest will be covered by the six parties in the case, including three groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last three, four games we've been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, Jack, come out of your mom's basement.
In keeping our house in order. But first, we have to be able to afford a house.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmth continues for now as highs spike to near 60 degrees today. Clouds will thicken and winds will begin to whip as a chance of snow arrives tonight. Expecting around an inch, we'll be battling blustery cold by tomorrow. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
This bunch of songs in a row is Jag FM's retirement plan.
Died with.
3.1 Jack FM.
If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says she loves me.
If you could only see the way she loves me, maybe you would. call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always the hooky doggies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Jack FM could care a bit more, we'd say thank you.
Your mama's
Hey, Jack, this is Rick. I talked to Bobby and Slim, and we're all agreed. The cops can't prove nothing.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy? Totalmente! And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely! Totalmente! Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The warmth continues for now as highs spike to near 60 degrees today. Clouds will thicken and winds will begin to whip as a chance of snow arrives tonight. Expecting around an inch, we'll be battling blustery cold by tomorrow. Currently, it's 57.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
Yeah.
it's not safe.
Shut up!
Where's my money?